Welcome back to List Night, our first episode in about 2 months. I think 2 months. Last time we did one of these was sometime in June, and it is currently August 24th. So we have been away for a while. We've taken a little bit of a summer vacation. My name is Griffin. As always, I'm joined by Andrew Simon and Thomas Albert, the two engines that drive this show, the two co-hosts with the mostest. I don't know what I'm going to call them, but they're the reason this exists. This is List Night. This week, let's just dive right into it. We're going to be talking about party moves. We didn't really know what this meant. This is something that I suggested in a text, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. I didn't really know what I meant by it at the time, so I imagine these lists are going to be pretty different. Andrew, Thomas, we've been away for a while. How are you guys doing? What have you been up to? Why haven't we recorded a List Night? Are we lazy? Is that what it is?
Are we sharing things now? I thought we were just...
We're going to talk. We're going to talk about where we've been and what we've been doing and why we haven't been generating content weekly for the people.
I'm working. This doesn't pay. You listeners don't give us any money. Redbox left us. Pizza Hut hasn't called. No one likes anything anymore, and we're struggling is what's happening. Yeah. I had to pick up a side job, which is my actual job.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. Yeah. I call Pizza Hut a lot more than Pizza Hut calls me. The only time they ever call back is when I ask them to call back. One day that sponsorship money is going to come in.
I'll put in orders online, and in the special notes, I'll be like, can you please sponsor my podcast with my two friends? And they never, I mean, they put in like extra napkins, but that's about it.
Have they ever written on the box? No, because that means there's still a chance.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's true.
No, Griffin, I feel recharged. I'm not worried about the past. You could say we're lazy. You could say we work. You could say a number of things. But you know, I'm focused on the future, and I'm focused on, you know, producing and recording tens of more episodes for the fans.
It's funny that you're... Go ahead, Thomas.
I don't think we can say we're lazy because we're all standing right now because this was a stupid idea, but we're doing it.
We're doing this the entire episode. One of us has a standing desk. One of us is just kind of shot from like an over or under angle. And I don't really know what Thomas is doing. I don't know. Maybe he just has a really big computer. I'm not sure. But you're going to see a lot of neck fat from Thomas and I this episode if you're watching on YouTube. Andrew looks great because, as mentioned, he has a standing desk and he can afford better things than us.
How do you make your neck look skinny?
Genetics.
Oh.
Isn't it a thing for like celebrities and like vain people, like I assume Griffin do for pictures, is like suck on your tongue or something to
that's just gonna do the one of these
to tighten the jawline, you know?
I mean, I think he's the doing... jawline. Let's see. I'm trying to do it right now. I don't know what that means. Suck on your tongue.
Yeah, how do you suck on your tongue?
Yeah, I don't know. That might not even be the thing that you're supposed
like
to
a
do.
Fish.
I don't know. I mean, this is not great audio for anybody.
All right, number
listening
five,
on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Which, now that I mention it, if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, before we get into it, make sure you click the follow button. And if you have not done so already, rate and review us, preferably 5 stars, preferably a positive review. I've said it a million times. If you are going to rate us and review us and you don't want to leave us a 5-star rating or a positive review, don't fucking do it and stop listening to the pod now because you're a bitch.
You can email us though.
I think it's known from everyone that I'm all for leaning hard into just belittling our audience. I've never been against calling people listening to this dumb, and I think we should lean into it, and I'm here for it.
I don't know how we could call them smart because they're choosing to use valuable potential entertainment and free time hours to listen to us. And it's like, there's not a limited number of better options. There's a seemingly limitless number of better options.
You know,
do
who
something
doesn't
else.
Listen
do
to
something
us?
Else, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You almost, you know, feel sorry for these people.
Oh, absolutely.
Who listens
people who
to
don't
us?
Listen to us? Everyone else. Everyone else who does not listen to us is smart. Smart.
Yeah. Actually, on a really positive note, and I do want to say this before we jump into the episode, I want to shout out one of our former high school teachers and my former wrestling coach. I'm not going to say his name on the podcast. I don't want anybody to like look him up on Facebook or anything like that. But a guy who apparently listens to the pod, and he reached out to me and he was like, when's the next episode coming? And that was earlier this week. We hadn't recorded an episode in almost 2 months, and now here we are doing it this week. So clearly it spurred us to record a new episode. I appreciate the fact that people that we don't talk to super often are listening to the pod, particularly someone that has all the reason in the world to not like me that much, because when I was in high school, I had my dumbass fight club and I caused a lot of trouble for him. He has every reason to not like me, but he listens to the pod and I appreciate it.
Yeah, Griffin, him making that comment reminded us of two things. We need to record more often and we also need to cut weight.
We do need to do that, which is why we're doing the stand-up. Daddy
issues. We're trying to get fit.
We're not talking about that this time. This is not a daddy issues pod.
No, thanks for the shout out, but we're not saying his name.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up anybody's spot, but regardless, I appreciate.
Quick question: are you guys ready to party?
Oh, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Thomas?
I can party.
That's fantastic because you're going first this week. You do party. I'd say we all party. Yeah, you're going first. I'm
Griffin's going second. The party guy.
I know for a fact you don't party. So
I'm the party guy.
I want to preface this with, if I fall down at any point, it's because my dog is farting tonight.
It's because your body
is collapsing. It's an enclosed space. I'm standing up. My legs are not strong right now. Sure, and my dog is farting. My number five.
Knee surgeries. Andrew, I'm the party guy. Is that?
Let's move past it. You're ruining your party vibe.
All right. I'm happy to be the party guy. I'm the party guy. I thought Thomas was the party guy, but I guess I'm the party guy. Fuck yeah, me. Thomas, let's do it. Give me your number five party moves. I want to hear them.
Number five. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's games. Games are the party vibe. It doesn't matter if you're at a party where you know people or don't. Games get people together. And in particular, games that involve a lot of people. Drinking games is what I'm mainly thinking of. My two go-tos are, and you guys will agree definitely with one of them, if not both, Cheers, Governor. Is one just gets people loud and having fun and looking like idiots, which is good for everyone. And two is fingers. It's simple, it's easy, and people get way too into it. Games, number five party move.
Yeah, really strong one. Not a Cheers Governor guy, so I do like that you preface that, you know, we're going to be into one of them. Huge fingers guy, so that's a great one there. And I do like that you mentioned, you know, games for a group of people, because you're not showing up to parties and like laying down a set of cards and playing solitaire by yourself, because that would be like the opposite of a party move.
I've done that, but yeah.
It'd be a little bit of a flex. I'm going to say it'd be a little bit of a flex. You'd probably be like the coolest guy there. But I don't know how many friends you'd make. Yeah.
People are going to watch.
You see a game of solitaire happening in the wild. What are you going to do? Not watch it? Come on.
It's good entertainment right there. This is a great pick. I love games. Who wouldn't love games? My girlfriend, I could think of one person who would love games.
Number one anti-game. Yeah,
to think of one.
But most people are pro games. The one caveat I'll give though is, I feel like you don't want a game that's too overly complicated, especially when you're at a party with like people that you may not know super well. Like you don't want to kill that vibe by like explaining too many rules or like pulling out like.
You don't want to kill the party vibe.
Advanced D&D level like complicated shit, you know?
You are 100% correct, and that's why I went with Cheers Governor and Fingers, because Fingers, very easy. And these are both games. No, listen. These are both games that you start off like early in the night and people can get them and they get worse at them. Fingers should be a very simple game, but yes, people are idiots. Griffin, you're right. Can be very complicated. So yeah, it's all about the vibe, for sure. All about the vibe.
Yeah, two things there, Andrew. Nice humble brag that you have a girlfriend. Really proud of you. feeling good about that. Solid little big dick on the pod. Other one, fingers. The most recent time we played together as a group, we played at Jack and Lauren's after party after their wedding, and I spent probably, I think Thomas and I combined probably spent 20 minutes explaining that game to about 12 people.
Yeah, but that was
the most complicated thing we've ever done.
After a wedding, people are drunk already. Sure. You got to start early.
Which is sad, because the only thing you really need to be able to play fingers is to be able to count to eight, we'll say. Like, that's
to,
all
like,
you
have. Well, like, no, at least one finger.
A finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are missing nine fingers, honestly, if you're missing all of them and you've got a stump, that's fine. You can still play. We'll play with you.
That's very nice of you, Griffin. Okay,
number I'm a very inclusionary guy.
Number four is my go-to question. Icebreaker when you're with a group of people, whether with all new people, some new people, and you know, and there's a little bit of a lull. Like maybe it's happy hour, maybe it's a party. You're all sitting around, everyone's got a drink, everyone's like, it's a little quiet. I whip
out. You think you're sipping on lean.
I'm not used to standing. I sit a lot.
I love it. I feel like this is adding to it.
My question is, what's your biggest fear? And I want everything. I don't care what it is. I want to hear it. And so if there's a lull and the party's, you know, party isn't partying, but everyone's like, how do I get to know these people? I'm like, tell me your biggest fear, because you'll get spiders and you'll get someone talking about seeing someone get decapitated once in the streets of Mexico. And I've heard both of them, and they're both great stories. Well, spiders, not so much. But yeah, ask people what their biggest fear is. And then, I mean, people start talking.
Thomas, pretend we're at a party real quick and ask me that. Yeah. I just want to see how you would do it.
So what's everyone's biggest fear? Andrew, you go first.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. That was creepy as fuck.
Like kicking, you're walking into the party, you're putting your beer down, you're like, all right, guys, I want to talk about our fears and I want to get deep.
No. Everyone's just kind of low. You're like, hey, I don't know you, you don't know me. Tell me your darkest fear, biggest, darkest. Like, you can't say secret. People don't tell you that. I've tried. Yeah. What's your biggest fear?
So,
I mean, I'll give you that. Thank you. I'll give you it's a creative icebreaker, and it's like, it's more, maybe not creative, but it's more deep than like it's better than like, what do you do for work or some, you know, boring shit like that.
I don't give a shit what you do for work. Tell me what you fear.
But it is like, yeah, see, don't say it like that. You're saying it so weird.
It's a creative icebreaker to be doing at a party. Like, high energy, positive event, and you're like, what's the thing that you're most afraid of in the world?
Hey, what could ruin this mood for you?
Yeah,
instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some people be like, I don't know heights. And I'm like, oh, mine's dropping a baby or being curb stomped. And yours is heights.
Are those your two biggest fears? Now we all have to do our biggest fears. Are those your two biggest fears?
Two biggest fears.
Interesting. How often do you think people are curb stomped?
Not often, but I don't ever want to be.
Sure. Sure.
Also Andrew? one time, too often.
That's true. One time is arguably the only time you could be.
See, and now I'm thinking
if they do it right.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, no, look, Julia, for a long time, whenever I would describe like somebody being stomped, and I'm not going to go into depth about it, but whenever somebody would describe being stomped, she thought that I meant people were being curb stomped. And I assume she just thought people in my personal life were dying left and right. Like, I don't really know. Not what I meant. But she was like, yeah, like, they have to have like jaw surgery, like, did their face? And I'm like, what are you talking about? What world do you live in? Is this what they taught you in fucking rural Maryland? Not here nor there. Andrew, since Thomas gave his fears that he would tell people about, which now we know his weaknesses, what are yours?
I mean, I'd probably say like snakes. Fuck snakes. Not a big fan.
Here's the thing. I also agree. Snakes scary as fuck. Get my heart racing. Boring answer. And that's what I tell people when they say that at parties.
Well, I think it's a stupid question. So that's what I'll tell you at a party.
I don't think it's a stupid question, but I think you're kind of setting yourself up for a weird conversation with at least one person.
My two biggest fears are snakes and then being at a party that gets ruined by Thomas asking a dumb question.
Yeah.
Fair. Griffin?
Weird.
Biggest Griffin fear.
Oh, ladders. Fear.
Ladders.
Oh. Yeah, everyone knows my biggest fear is ladders.
That's not as like boring as Andrew's. That's just like, oh, you got a problem.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people were like, oh, like climbing ladders. And it's like, no, like ladders. Like, I'm afraid of ladders. No, like the idea of ladders, the potential.
Does that start a conversation? Does that get people interested? Does that get the party going? Yeah.
I would say so. Maybe. Yeah. Because then once I describe the fact that I've had legitimate dreams about ladders hunting me through the streets, people are like, oh, that person is either psychotic or fun, or both.
You know what happens then?
And I'm gonna play some drinking games with
the party over here, and then the party's going on and you're just not part of it.
Yeah, I'm not part of the party anymore.
Did you ever play Chutes and Ladders, going back to your first your number five pick, Thomas Griffin? Did you ever play Chutes and Ladders as a kid?
No, I don't even know like what the rules of Chutes and Ladders are, Is it like Candyland? I always people if they, people had no. Candyland, they always had chutes and ladders.
It's more like eels and escalators. Escalators, yeah. Eels.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It feels like a more complicated version of what the same game.
You just keep moving by, I don't know, dice roll or whatever. And if certain spots you land on, there's a ladder, and you take, if you land on that spot, you go like, you skip a way ahead to where the ladder ends. And if you land on a slide or shoot, then you have to go back down to where that ends.
There is no,
it's like a game for children.
Yeah, so it's like Dungeons and Dragons without any of the fun parts. You're just like moving up and down ladders.
It's much closer to Candyland than it is to Dungeons and Dragons.
Love Candyland. Okay. Big candy guy. All right. I think
number three.
I don't know why we talked about our fears.
Because it was against me. And now I know.
You already knew.
Number three. This is a song. I put on Mamba number five. I mean, there is not a soul. I don't even know Mamba number one through four, but you put on Mamba number five, and I mean, no one is no longer partying. Everyone is partying. The party is partying.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side.
This is gonna be a fun Instagram post when we post our list, because I'm just gonna put like. Whose party would you come to? And I'm just imagining this is your party with games.
None of ours.
And
they would come to none of our parties.
Asking about fears.
People that, like, if someone wanted to go to one of our parties, they wouldn't listen to our podcast. Like, this is going to ruin us for, it's already ruined us for people. Like, you mentioned your girlfriend earlier. Why do we still have them?
I don't know. Just don't question it. But I'm just imagining, like, Thomas asking about people's fears while Mambo number five is playing like super
that
loud.
Would make it I will say that would make it better for me, because there's no way I'm going to be in a bad mood while that song is on, and I feel like telling them about my ladder fear becomes kind of like chaotic and fun.
Here's the chain of events, or ladder of events, whatever we want to call it.
Fuck you.
Parties, no one's talking. Oh my god, I don't know you. I don't care about what you do, where you're from. What's your biggest fear? Oh my god, I'm so scared. Ghosts. Oh my god, is that Mamba number five? Party. Oh, we're playing games. Mamba number five party.
If somebody says their biggest fear is ghosts, are you still friends with them after that conversation? Or are you like,
no, I question them. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? They can't do anything. Why?
Like, I could encounter a ladder at any time. You could encounter a snake at any time. You could encounter failure or whatever it was you said at any time. Like,
why would you say fail? Did you talk to my therapist?
We don't need to,
talk to a therapist.
We don't need to get into it in detail right now, but I don't think I really believe in ghosts. But Griffin, I don't think you're in a position to say that people who are scared of ghosts have an irrational fear when we just discussed your fear of ladders.
Andrew, I was worried you were about to say I don't believe in Mamba number five, and I was about to hang up.
Oh, I forgot that's what we were supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, no one on this is afraid of ghosts.
Mamba number five is my number.
I hope. I would consider replacing somebody on this pod if I found out one of you guys was afraid of ghosts.
Honestly, I would just get rid of both of you, and it'd just be me giving three lists every week.
Yeah, it seems to imply that you're at the top of the ladder of this podcast, and I think people would disagree. But
well,
you know continue
you
with your list.
We know you're not at the top.
Yeah, you're nowhere near it.
You can't climb a ladder.
We're all at the bottom rung, you know.
I'm at the top holding a baby facing my fear.
God.
Hate that so much.
All right. Number three is Mamba number five. Number two is a party move I've been countless times. And not that I've been to countless parties, but I've just used this countless times. My number two party move is to leave. It's to leave. This isn't about anybody else having a good time. This is just me about leaving.
Is there any like qualifier or adjective to go like to leave early, to Irish goodbye, to
there's two options when I'm at a party. Either I'm Irish goodbying before anyone else has one either got there, or let's say they're there. I'm the first one leaving. Two, I'm the last one to leave because I'm like, oh, I guess I'll help clean up because I'm still here and Mamba number five is still playing on repeat for the 600th time in a row. So really,
you've been at this party for a while. That's a long playlist.
So fucking terrible.
It's like a 5-minute song.
No, it's just leaving. I mean, You don't want to be there, leave. Maybe you do want to be there, but it's not fun. You leave. I mean, just leave.
You don't like, you don't do.
I don't like,
you don't like, you don't do. That's true. I imagine, because I know this is one of your moves, and you definitely referenced it before. And you know, we've been around you at parties. I've come to realize that I think you leave parties even when you are having a good time, like unprompted. Yeah. Like you will not tell people you're leaving. You want to go out on a high, or you're having a bad time and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go out on a low. There's no fixing this.
I'm going out like either Apollo Creed or, no, just like Apollo Creed. I'm leaving at the beginning of the movie.
In a casket. Cool.
Yeah. I could see you like telling a joke that just kills after telling like 10 that didn't, that were awful. And then, you know, and then just leaving on that high note.
That does accurately sum up Thomas's and my batting average when it comes to jokes at a party.
I throw on Mamba number 5 as I'm walking out the door.
I think we're going to have to put up a Mamba number 5 counter on this episode. See how many times it gets mentioned.
To use that song.
Going to be playing that song. I'm sure the royalties on it are absurd.
I'm paying it.
Although granted, this is not a monetized podcast yet. So I think maybe we could do it. I don't know. I don't really understand the law.
I don't understand how it works, but subscribe to see us get sued.
live stream from court.
Next list night, you know, top 5 reasons we get sued.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in. Right, I'm cool. In.
So number 2 is leave. Number 1, it's consume. Just consume. If there's food there, eat it. Alcohol, drink it. Just consume. No one's talking to you, put more things in your mouth. People are talking to you, put more things in your mouth. If alcohol, drink more. Food, eat more. It's there. They don't want leftovers. They're going to throw it out. Just put it in you. Just consume.
I imagine you were really popular at frat parties.
Oh, yeah. I totally, I went to parties.
Jesus Christ.
I like that you spun that. I like how you spun that to be like the most, you're the most generous giving person. Like they don't want the leftovers. I'm doing everyone at this party a big favor, especially the host.
They don't want chips that no one's going to put those chips away at the end of the night. So they're going to get stale. So I might as well eat them all while consuming said alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, as the number one chip guy, I fully agree on that. Like you gotta eat what's in front of you, even though quite honestly, when I go to parties, my biggest thing is that I forget to eat, but I do not forget to consume alcohol. So it tends to be a liquid diet kind of night. But I feel like you've got the smarter version of it. Maybe not the healthier version, but the smarter version.
Chip, drink, chip, drink, 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 chip, drink, chip, drink, chip, drink, 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 Mama number 5, chip.
When you're eating these chips, you're eating one chip at a time. So you're really
listen here. For a long time, I've said to myself, eat one chip at a time. It's healthier. I can't. I got little hands, but yet I still grab as many as my claw can get. And then it's just like, you know.
Yeah, I noticed the other night I was standing in the kitchen and I was still sober, hadn't smoked, hadn't had anything to drink. Just standing in the kitchen about 11:15 at night, just finished working. And I around 11:15 started eating a bag of chips, didn't stop eating them until 11:35, did not do anything else in that time. Just hand in, eat, ate the vast majority of a massive bag of chips. Did not feel good about myself.
Was Mama number 5 playing?
It was not playing. It was very quiet in the house. I could hear every bit of my shame.
That was a weird time to use my party move, I'm gonna be honest.
I was by myself, didn't even have the dogs with me.
Did you have like the TV on or your phone with you, or are you just like standing in the kitchen in the dark,
straight up in quiet? Like, I had the light over the oven on, so there was like a little bit of like light going on, but like not a lot. I was quite literally living in my shame, just eating chips.
So you could see you could barely see your fucking pathetic reflection in the microwave.
I could see the salt on the chip. And I could see basically nothing else. And
my new biggest fear is seeing Griffin in shadow, just eating chips in my kitchen one morning or night. I it doesn't matter.
It shouldn't be your biggest fear, because I'm telling you right now, if that's happening, I'm not plotting anything against you. I'm plotting against myself.
I'm sorry that my consume was your like alone time and not your party time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a trigger, for me. You know, it's all right. We'll move past it. I like consume as a pick, I guess. Kind of unhealthy, but so are we.
It's just a fur, but health. I respect it.
I consume. If you fine.
Consume the people. Soak in what they have to say. Make friends. Consume the music. Let it wash over you. No. Put things.
What accent is this? Because it started off as like SoCal, like Valley Girl, kind of like surfer.
It did
a little bit. And then it's kind of, you got like a little like European tinge in there towards the end. And that was confusing to me.
Yeah, you have range.
No, see, that's the one thing. There's not an accent I can do. They're just all the same.
Yeah, there's just weird voices
like
that you
Paul go through. Rudd in I Love You Man, where his Irish and Jamaican are just the same thing.
Yeah,
sure. I have always thought of you as the Paul Rudd of our group.
Yeah, I'm so good looking. Number five, games. Party moves, games, number five. Number four, biggest fear. Just ask it. Find out. Maybe you want to talk to them later. Maybe you don't. Maybe Griffin's eating chips in your kitchen. I don't know. Number three, put on Mamba number five. Really gets the people going. You know, it just does. Nobody knows what it means, but it gets the people going. Number two is leave. Best party move I've ever made. Leave. Number one is consume. Just alcohol, food. If you don't drink, just water. I don't know. Soda. Take things you can put in your mouth and put them in there.
What do you mean that nobody knows what Mamba number five
means? Stop saying things like that, man.
Nobody knows what it means. It just gets the people going.
This is a party that I would attend because of copious amounts of alcohol and food.
No one said this is all one party. I mean,
I think it's pretty clear this is one party. This is your perfect party.
What are you guys doing for my birthday next year?
Probably not seeing you. If tradition shows anything, I won't be seeing you. Good list.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything on that list that I would throw out of bed. I mean, is it my ideal party? Probably not. Particularly the you leaving point, because I feel like you always leave when I'm still kind of on a high, and then like that kind of like bums me out. But I mean, I guess it works out for you. So
works 6% of the time every time. Yep. Andrew, this is when you tell me how good my list is.
I said what I said. I would attend the party. I would attend the party.
That was the most Andrew.
I can't tell if that's a compliment or not, because I just don't think you have that many options.
It would be worth sitting through Mamba number five over and over and hearing about talking about my fears just to eat and drink a lot of food and alcohol.
That's a party guy.
Yeah.
All right.
That guy parties.
All right. Yeah. I guess no pushback from either of us, I guess. It's a list.
Yeah. So,
you know,
we'll get together in 2 months to hear your guys' lists or what's up?
No, we're gonna do it right now. I don't know if you know how this works, but we're gonna do it right now.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while, and kind of out of practice. Got to shake off the cobwebs a little bit. Number five on my list. I think you called it party vibes. Did you call it party vibes or party moves?
I think I called it moves, but I said vibes more than I have ever in my life before.
Sure. I've definitely said vibes a lot in my life. You guys know that. I'm all about the vibes. But this is a list of party vibes. Number five on my list. Never show up solo, and in parentheses, try to keep the gender balance intact. You know, I mean, I think we've all been at parties throughout our lives, particularly as teens and in our early college years, where you know some people, like particularly men, that show up to parties rolling deep with 13 of their buddies. Don't do that. Also, don't be the guy that shows up by themselves. What if you don't know anybody? You got to have somebody to talk to. You got to, you know, kind of set the vibe a little bit, and you want to bring somebody that other people want to hang out with. But rolling deep with too many penises, don't do that. I don't care how old you are. You'd be 70 years old going to a retirement party. Show up with somebody.
See, I agree with the never show up solo. Like, you don't want to show up alone. Like, you know, unless it's a party where, like, you know everyone. But I don't know. This
or a wedding. Thing, if you get invited to a wedding and you don't have a plus one, do not bring anybody.
Fair. Here's the thing about my gender balance. I think it's antiquated. I think your thinking is outdated. And I would show up to many parties with just penises with me.
But you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for everybody else at the party. And also,
you don't know what they like. Yikes. You don't know what they like. You don't know what they like.
Unless they specifically hate women, then I mean, I'm not saying you have to only show up like one guy and four women, but like, you know, if it's just you, bring a couple friends, you know, maybe a couple couples. So, like, it doesn't have to be single people either. Just like, don't have a ton of dudes. And also, again, don't be a serial killer showing up by yourself.
So this pick is like, I'm trying to put myself back in the like 18 to 22 year old range, because this is like really what I'm thinking about, is because now it's like, it's different. I'm not like rolling up to a party where I like don't really know anyone. But I was actually going to say the opposite of Thomas. Like I understand what you're going with the gender one, Griffin, but the solo one, I don't think is that bad. It's bad in the context of you don't know the hosts at the party, but if you know the hosts of the party, then I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't show up solo. Maybe I'm just a loser, but
no, I
would argue you're better at talking to people than I am.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I agree with Griffin where, like, if I only know the host, I don't want to show up solo because the host is busy.
Right.
So yeah, I want someone to follow. And here's the thing, guys, you know this. I'm alone. I'm okay. I'm okay. But when I'm with somebody, I'm much better.
You're better.
Much better.
Yeah.
You know, I need a vibe. I need to feed off somebody.
You go from a triple A player to an all-star. That's absolutely true. So,
like, Andrew, I agree with what you're saying, Andrew, but just, you know, like Griffin, I can't show up so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. It's just a matter of like how many people you know, whether they're the host, yes, or other people that will be at the party.
Yeah.
Because again, you don't want to be the guy that globs onto the host. Like,
right.
No.
The host doesn't want that. Really, you don't want that. The other people there don't want that. Like, it's just a bad look.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you do show up solo and the host is busy and it's the only person you know, just consume.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, drink yourself into an early grave at that point and eat.
Yeah, make sure all you don't get invited back because you ate all the food and drank all the alcohol.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a story for everybody else. They'd be like, remember that guy that showed up solo and ate everything, including like paint chips? Yeah, that guy was weird. Don't invite him again.
He's dead now. He's dead.
Yeah. Bet you that guy's not afraid of ladders.
Speaking of eating and drinking everything, real quick, side note. I'm planning on going to the Nats game with a couple friends on Friday, and a friend of a friend is apparently attempting the 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings challenge. I think it was a fantasy.
I love that so much.
Like, I don't think that, like, we could do it.
Like what? We could do that hard. I think it's very reliant on the matchup that you're witnessing. If you've got a pitcher's duel where you're getting guys out of there in 15 pitches an inning, I don't think it's doable. But if you've got, you know, if you've got starters going deep into innings and then you've got, you know, relievers that keep getting knocked around, you got a high offense game, I don't think it's that hard.
Here's my thing. No pain, no glory. Pound it down. Get it over with.
I want to try this, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're going.
I was just going to say, I want to try it, but at home. Yeah. I'm not trying to drop $200.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's low. It's also like, what's the standard size of a beer? Like, we're doing normal size beers, right? So, we're not doing like the jumbo shit. What's the standard size of a beer?
So I asked my friend that.
Like 16 ounces?
So it's either 16 or 25. So I think they'll just do 25 and count it as two because it's, you know, 24 would be two.
What's a can of Bud Light? Are those 10 ounces?
12
ounces?
12.
Okay. So in a power hour, you're doing about 6 or 7 of those and you're doing those in an hour, but you're not eating during that. That's the thing that really feels like it would fuck me up is the fact that I have to also eat those I could do 9 beers in an hour if we absolutely have to. I could definitely do it in a baseball game. The hot dogs, I think as time goes on, are going to be my issue.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
It is a lot.
I can't consume like I used to, but if you tell me this is what you got to do, you fight through the pain. Like I saw the other one, like people still do, like you have to sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours and every pancake you eat.
So easy.
You take every off pancake an hour.
Is like one less hour. And I saw
a pan. Yeah.
Like, the guy was,
I'd
like,
be out of there. I'd be out of there in 2 hours. I'd eat 22 pancakes.
He was like, I've been here for 2 hours. I had 3 pancakes. I really don't want any more. And I was like, 3 pancakes?
Yeah, three? Like what was wrong with you as a child that you can't eat more than 3 pancakes in 24 hours?
Did you eat?
And also, what's your big issue with being in a Waffle House for 24 hours? Like, that's not that bad of a punishment. If it was like, if you don't complete like a certain number of pancakes, you go to jail for a day. Sure, I would understand the issue. But Waffle House is just like a low tier restaurant. Like it has air conditioning.
Griffin, what kind of like goofy mafia men are you getting into trouble with that they are sending you to whatever? I don't
know. I'm just saying that would not be a fun thing to do. I don't want to go to jail for a day.
I may have gotten us derailed a bit. I shouldn't have brought up the hot dogs thing.
Griffin, what's your number four?
We're going to do the hot dog thing and we're going to film it. And also, okay. Thomas and I talked about this. I think all three of us may have talked about this. We're doing an episode drunk one of these days because we haven't done it yet. I'm ready to be burping and hiccuping all night.
We're talking like drunk, right?
Yeah, next time we're all in person together, we're doing a drinking episode. Regardless, moving on to number four. Most of these are going to have like an A and B to them.
Fuck, you're the worst.
Shared playlists. You don't
get 10 picks.
Shared playlists and music that people like. Like, just don't be the guy or girl who shows up to a party, takes over the aux cord, and puts on your favorite album of a genre that no one else gives a fuck about. If you're at a fucking house party and people are having a good time listening to whatever like top 40 music's on or whatever like 90s rap they liked back in the day, don't put on fucking EDM. If you're at the after party of a wedding, don't put on Lil Wayne's latest album in full. Put on music that people already know. And I'm not going to say that's targeted, but I feel like this might ring some bells for you guys.
No, 100%. Read the room. Read the room. And you know what? Yeah, it's okay to switch it up, but switch it up within reason. You know, like, if someone's playing something really good, just put on Mama Number 5 next.
Just add it to the queue. After every song, Mama Number 5.
It's like you got to rinse the taste buds a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the point is, a party is not the time to be like showing people new music, really. Unless it's like a specific, like a new music themed party or something, you know, like
Right. Unless that's the point.
Right. Yeah, it's just, you know, you can have a separate.
You guys going to a lot of music theme parties?
You can have a separate like, you know, hangout sesh to show your friends music if you want to and they want to. But yeah, it's not the move.
Yeah. No, this is a fine pick. I mean, I think you could have just said like read the room with music wise. I don't think you can say shared playlist, but also play good music. Like, yeah, it's kind of like picking two things.
We'll go with the second half. I think shared playlists have a lot of value, but they're also kind of a recent thing. Like, it used to be way more difficult to do a shared playlist. Now you can just like send a Spotify link where people send it around. But yeah,
here's the thing about all the shared
good musical choices.
Shared playlist is just making the queue before the party. It's one and the same.
Yeah. Or in some cases, sitting by yourself for an hour at a party to set up the perfect queue so that people validate your existence. Not that I've ever done that. Number three on my list, kind of along the same lines, provide value. You know, going to a house party, bring a case, bring a bottle, bring something. Going to a barbecue, bring a side dish, whatever. You know, going to like a pregame before you're going out or something like that, kind of the same thing. Like, just don't expect the host to take care of everything and don't just go take advantage of people.
I'm glad you elaborated because you said provide value and I was like, fuck. And then you're like bring a case. I was like, oh, I can do that. I can pick up some beer.
I agree. I was worried that like
in Thomas's case, bring a bunch of bad jokes and make sure that at least one of them hits.
Deal.
Yeah. I know that you'll
sure one hits.
Yeah. No, this is a good pick. I mean, yeah. Especially if you're like a serial moocher where you don't provide any value like time and time again. It's just like,
and that's not a targeted one, not like the previous one. There's nothing targeted about that. I think everyone just knows people that do that or has been at parties where people do that, and like everyone's frustrated with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with Andrew. Like, this is a good pick because, yeah, I mean, And again, it's not always about, like, you shouldn't show up empty-handed, like, completely empty-handed. But, yeah, it's just in general, like, don't be the guy there who didn't bring anything but also doesn't, like, lend a hand for anything. Like, provide value. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Honestly, if you don't have anything to bring, bring ice. No one ever has enough ice. It's always going to need more of it.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I didn't think I was going to get a
positive. No issues with that one.
All right. You thought we were going to push back on people
on provide value. Value. Yeah, I really thought you guys were going to push back hard on provide value. And I thought there was going to be a lot more bullying of me involved in there. And there was really none. So I'm not really sure what to do with myself.
You usually show up with something. Even if it's just Julia. I mean, she's valuable.
She's valuable.
That's true. That's,
yeah. I'm going to ask you to bring
that I've said.
I'm going to ask you to bring a ladder next time I have a party.
You're a fucking, I hate you. I'll do it, but I won't enjoy it. All right, number two on my list. I actually stole this one from one of you guys in the group chat the other day. It was not on my list, and then you said it, and I was like, that's fucking genius, because this is exactly what I did back in the day, and sometimes. Coffee and liquor. You want to have a good time at a party? You want to stay up late? You want to be out a long time? You want to feel good the next morning? Coffee and liquor. Whether it's
what coffee and you don't even know her.
What I used to do was the gigantic Nalgene with iced coffee.
We Bailey's. Said provide value.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That was, I mean, Thomas is laughing. So the joke hit. I guess the joke hit.
No, it really didn't. I'm just laughing.
I don't think he's laughing with you, though. Yeah. Nalgene and iced coffee and Bailey's, or if you're trying to get fucked up, whiskey. I think that might have been mentioned in the group chat the other day. Probably not super great for your health, but if you don't want to be the guy who goes to bed early or has to leave the party early or anything like that, it's a pretty strong move.
So I'm a little torn because I love coffee and liquor as a drink. Brunch right before this podcast, times like that, after Thanksgiving, holidays. Yeah. I don't really feel it as like a part. I mean, I don't drink coffee like you necessarily, but I don't feel it as like a party drink. I feel
you
like
you also leave parties earlier than I do, and that might, you know, correct that balance.
Well, I would almost show up with it as my first drink, but like I'd finish it before I got there.
Sure.
You know, but I like, that's why I'm torn. Like, it's not a party drink to me, but it is a drink I love. Yeah. Or a type of drink I love.
I think everyone's asking themselves, guy shows up to a party, he's got a coffee that reeks of alcohol in his hand. They're thinking, what was that guy up to today? What's he getting into later?
Yeah. He's got an Irish coffee in one hand and half a bag of melted ice in the other.
And then someone else shows up and they have like Coke, and everyone's like, oh yeah, the coffee guy sucks. We're all about the Coke guy.
Yeah, the coffee guy's like, you were probably at this exact same party yesterday or a similar one.
Yeah.
And you're struggling.
You could be 15, you could be 55. Coke guy, he's got a period of time where he's the man. And then it just gets weird.
Yeah, I think I agree with Thomas. I don't really agree with this one. I mean, I get it. I like coffee drinks. But yeah, like you said, Thomas, like brunch, like early tailgates, day drink it. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking a party. Like, I'm usually drinking like beer, playing some games, not really mixing coffee with that too much. And because I've also gone to parties like where I'm really tired and I'm like, I could use coffee right now. But I usually like, you know, you just like feed off the energy of the party, and you push through. You don't really need that like
caffeine. You turn on Mamba number 5 and the energy's there.
Right. It's just natural caffeine. Andrew,
You nailed it. Like tailgates, like coffee and liquor is a slow and like bonfire tailgate brunch. Like, I'm not there. I'm there to get fucked up, but I'm starting slow. If I'm already at a party, I'm just consuming, just throw things in there
as fast as possible, so you can leave as fast as possible.
Exactly. I like how we're still talking about this like we're like 20 years old and still going to like house parties all the time, talking about getting like fucked up at parties. I go to a party now and I'm like, I've had 3 beers, probably won't have a 4th. not a great idea.
Yeah, now it's like someone's like cooking a nice dinner and everyone goes home at 9.
I go on a beach trip with the guys, I'm gonna drink, you know, 3.5 cases of beer, but that's not a party.
Feel it for a month.
Yeah,
that's a business
trip. The beer,
it's a business trip.
That is a business trip.
All right. Good drink, bad pick.
Sure. All right. I'll take it. Number one, kind of, sort of the antithesis to what Thomas said earlier, but also kind of in line with it. My number one is exit plan. At a certain point, you are going to want to leave, particularly if you don't like being the last guy at a party, but being the guy with the rep as doing like Irish goodbyes, not great for people having you out or liking you being around. This is not targeted towards Thomas.
People don't like a little mystery.
I don't think there's any mystery. I think,
like,
you just get tired.
Where the fuck did that guy go? Did he go home or is he in the alley passed out?
It's just good to preemptively have an excuse to get out of there ahead of time that you don't have to make up on the fly. You know, sometimes I did this all the time, particularly growing up. I'd fucking take a call. No one was on the phone, but I'd take a call and I'd walk out and I would just leave. And people would be like, oh, he had something to do because he had to take a call. But it's not an Irish goodbye at that point, because you have then given everybody there the idea that you have something more important going on. Now I wouldn't do that because now Julia has to drive me home. So I can't just.
That's still an Irish goodbye, because you could easily just be stepping out into the hallway or outside.
No, you gotta
take
take a call, really important. People think maybe work meeting. They think, oh, maybe your grandma's dead. Maybe she already is.
You know how many times I started leaving parties and people are like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'll be right back. And then I don't come right back. That's the same thing. You're implying that you're coming back. And then you don't. You're worse. You're a liar.
No, I'm implying that I have something important that I have to do.
You're the latter.
Whereas you're saying you're coming back and you're just leaving.
Have you ever been called out on that?
I'm creating an alternative to the party. You're just choosing not to be at the party.
Yeah, I like that, Andrew.
Have you ever been called out on that? Like the next day, someone's like, hey, Griffin, how was that important phone call?
Absolutely. No, people have called me out and been like, yes, you took a phone call and then you like left and people were like kind of worried about what happened. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, just had to like go check in on whatever it was I said. I don't know.
Well, people ever like, Griffin, that's not a phone. That's a bar of soap.
No one's ever said that because I've never picked up a bar of soap and tried to use it as a phone. But should that ever happen, I would hope that someone would call me out and or institutionalize me.
I agree with your initial thought of like, yeah, have an exit strategy. Like if you don't plan to spend the night there, have a plan where your limit is, when you're leaving, who you're leaving with, how you're leaving, whatever. Know what's going on. You know, unless if it's one of those nights where it's like what happens, happens, that's fine too. But your fake phone call is stupid.
I said I don't do the fake phone call anymore. I said I did that as a teenager.
Yeah, you guys are like, if you want to do this now, you guys are both set because you have dogs and you could just, dogs are always like, I got to walk the dogs.
Now it's like preemptively you tell people when you walk in the door, you're like, hey, I can't stay that long. I got to get back to the dogs. And if you do end up having a really good time and you want to stay a while, then you pull out your phone and you're like, oh no, I just got a wag walker. And you didn't, fuck them dogs. But like, you can tell them.
I thought you were gonna be like drinking, just like, fuck them dogs. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll let themselves out.
All right.
I say that despite being the most codependent person ever on my dogs. All right, I'll take indifferent.
Indifferent, more leaning towards dumb pick.
Sure, yeah. Mr.
From your explanation. Because if you hadn't explained it, I'd be for it.
It's a lot of my picks. Let me do the recap and then we'll hit it with Andrew. Number five, don't show up solo. Try and keep the gender balance intact. Number four, if you're hosting or just showing up, make sure you've got good musical selection. Number three, provide value. Don't be a mooch. Number four, coffee and liquor. And number five, I went in the exact reverse order, but you guys know what I mean. Exit plan.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck, you did. God damn it, you're dumb.
Yeah, yeah. This is how I numbered them on my sheet, because I just used the Gmail bulleted list and I went in opposite order, but it's fine.
You guys, your legs getting tired?
I'm not fucking fat.
I hate
need standing. A little stretch here.
I'm not for standing.
I feel good with the choices that
have
we made.
Have you not seen me lean like seven times over here?
I got that was my your party standing move. Hour. So your girlfriend's not going to beat me. She's still probably going to beat me, but it's not going to be as close or as distant.
All right.
Damn. Yeah, I got to get some points.
She's 2 points away from hitting 1,200. So,
all right, time for my list. Number five.
Yay.
Number five, power hour. I'm combining I'm combining like a few of the things you guys said, like, you know, good music, good playlist, drinking game. I guess that's it. Power hour.
Consume more than anything.
Consume. Yeah. So I was gonna not put this on the list because I was like, you know, power hour is more of like a non-party, like pre-game, or like, I don't know, just like not party, but it is party. It's party all the way. It's a party move. If I walk into a party and there's a group of people about to start a power hour, and by group of people I mean you guys and like our other three friends, I'm beelining to that.
You're jumping in.
Yeah,
literally don't know anybody else our age that's still power hours.
Because the alternative is I'm like gonna stand there and someone's gonna ask me about my fears or something. It's not gonna be good. So I'm just gonna sit down, grab a shot glass, and have a good time.
You know, my initial thought was the same as yours, where I was like, just like coffee liquor, like I love it, but it's not party. But you're right. I've done plenty of power hours, just us chilling, and plenty of power hours like in the middle of a party because someone's just like, hey, let's power up. And I'm like, morphin' time, you know, pterodactyl.
I want you guys to know when you were both planning on coming to LA in a couple months, I'm putting together an agenda of stuff for us to do. And one of my requirements on there was going to be a power hour. We're still going to do one, but you know, Thomas just isn't going to be part of it. So it's going to be, you know, less funny and less consumption based.
Zoom me in.
All right. Happily.
We'll hold you to that. Okay. Glad no pushback on that one. That one's easy.
That was a great pick.
I mean, fantastic pushback. Pick.
Yeah.
No.
Look at
you
us.
Made this list for us.
We'll see. Number four, when we talk about party moves, like I try to think of one that was like, you know, what, like your fear question, Thomas, like what's something that you might like say to spark a conversation or to say something. And I went with ask a nerdy question. Like, what's your go-to starter Pokemon, for example? What's your Hogwarts house, like, or honestly, any of the lists we've done would be a great, like any of our previous episodes would be a great conversation starter. Like, what are your favorite minor holidays, you know?
Looking for a new podcast.
What's your favorite Olympic sports? Yeah, basically it's just a plug to tell them to go listen to List Night.
Go listen to this episode and then come back and let's talk about it.
But that's what I went with. Ask a nerdy question.
Sure. I obviously love the concept because it goes along with my number four, because, you know, you're copying me again. But if I go to a party, just like you said with the fear, and someone goes, what's your Hogwarts house? I'd be like, I don't want to talk to you. I have zero interest in talking to you. I don't care what your house is. I don't care if you know what my house is. I don't know what my house is. I don't want to talk to you. What's your biggest fear? Tell me it so I can leave.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it like that, which is you just said it normally, I kind of hate myself for saying it. Like, I wouldn't ever just say that to a person, but like, it's more just like, you know, as you're mid conversation, maybe, or and you know, honestly, the Hogwarts house one is pretty cringe. But
what do you do for a living? Where are you from? What's your
house? Yeah. No, I hate those questions. So
I agree.
I think my pushback is kind of in line with Thomas's. And I don't think this is an awful pick. I think there's just the chance of this pick going really wrong for you. And you end up stuck in conversation with someone who's terribly boring. But you've, I don't know. I just.
See, but here's the thing. With our group of friends, this is a good direction to get a debate without like a fun debate going.
An argument.
But Griffin. Argument. Yes. Yes, but it's going to depend on the people, because Griffin's right. You could get in a conversation about Hogwarts houses with someone you don't actually want to talk to because everyone else stopped listening, but they zeroed in on you.
Yeah, they had.
Say you go to a party, and you ask somebody, you know, what was your favorite, you know, starter Pokemon, and they're like, no, my parents didn't let me watch Pokemon because that's how you become a devil worshiper. Yeah. Like. I don't want to be at that party anymore. I've now ruined the party for myself entirely.
Now you're leaving.
Yeah, so here's my question. And I'm going to TP a house at 30 years old. And it's like, come on.
Okay. Sad. Andrew, are you in your mind, are you asking one person or is this like a group? because my fear one is usually a group.
Yeah.
I think if you ask the fear one to one person, they're going to leave the party.
It's creepy.
I think I'd like to ask it as a group. Like if I was asking the starter Pokemon question to like six people, it would be like to count, you know, to compare like how many people are picking Charmander, how many people are picking, and you're right, it's kind of like to spark a friendly debate. Maybe I've just been, you know, recording these episodes for too long, but that's kind of the mindset.
I just imagine Andrew coming in the door being like, what's everyone's starter Pokemon? Go.
Isn't that better than you coming in the door and being like, what's everyone's biggest fear?
No, because in my mind, Andrew's going to a party where nobody knows him.
Yeah.
Are you not going to a party where no one knows you?
No, at least two people
you,
know me.
You agreed with the pick of not having somebody with you.
Right. I just showing up solo.
Yeah, Andrew's showing up solo.
Thomas is showing up with 13 dudes.
He's showing up with the entire tribat frat.
What's your biggest fear? And it's just dudes.
Just 14, you know, out of shape dudes.
Here's the thing. There's always one in shape dude. Here's the thing. I don't think we're going to get many invites after this to any parties.
We weren't getting many invites to begin with.
We might lose invites we currently have.
Oh, yeah. I imagine people are going to lose room at their weddings for me.
I can think of one party that I'm invited to currently, and it's the Christmas party.
Counting weddings.
That's half our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Number three, Thomas, you're going to get mad at me again saying I'm stealing your pick, but I also have been known to do this.
Mama number five?
I'm just leaning into it. Irish goodbye. I'm not saying like exit plan. I'm not doing any of the, what'd you call it, Thomas? Just leave.
I just said leave.
Said leave. Yeah. No,
like a tree.
No. I'm just going Irish goodbye. I think it's a great exit strategy or lack thereof. It's just leave. You don't need to get through all the, you know, walk around the whole party, say goodbye to everyone. What do you mean? Why do we use the term Irish goodbye? Or
what do you mean? You know what I mean. Xenophobic.
So here's the thing.
I definitely said Irish goodbye 5 minutes ago. I'm just kidding.
People don't know where you are. You tell one person and then you still just leave.
Yeah.
And it's safe.
Yeah, or you don't, whatever. Like, let them think.
No, I agree. Or you don't.
I mean, yeah, sure. If people are actually worried, then yeah, you text someone or whatever. But
if you're at a party with people,
No one's going to be worried. If Thomas or I are leaving a party without telling anybody, a lot of people are worried. If you leave a party, they're like, oh no, he's like tired, or like he's going to go like, weird, be emotionally secure.
I went to Boston 1 year for work, and I Irish goodbye'd my boss and a supplier because we were having drinks, and we actually, it was like after dinner, we were having drinks, and I was getting like pretty too drunk, I guess. And I was just like only
probably
six to 8 months into the job. And I was just like, this is probably stupid. So then I just called an Uber and went to the hotel. And then I texted my boss. I was like, yeah, I left.
I do that on like a daily basis when like a salesman's there and like we're talking for a while and then my boss and him are talking and then I'm just like and then I'm gone.
You back away like Homer Simpson in the bushes.
I can't just turn around.
You guys might have been with me. I think Thomas might have been with me. My first week on the job at my first job out of college. I was interning at the time and we went to a Nats game after like a work event. And I got belligerently drunk, not belligerently, I wasn't like aggressive, but I got blackout drunk and I Irish goodbye'd like my entire company. Yeah, I want to say you were there, Thomas.
They probably respected you for it.
They do not remember being there.
Like Thomas said, leave them wanting more.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had left an hour and a half earlier, I think I would have left them wanting more. I think they had more than enough of me.
Yeah, they were like, thank fucking God.
Yeah, maybe I'll get hit by a car. Then this unpaid internship will last forever.
I was big on Irish goodbying in college though, because not just at parties but also at the bars, because there was Jumbo Slice right next to it, so I would just Irish goodbye, go get pizza and eat it in my apartment, and it was great.
There's something about leaving a bar that I think is different than leaving a party, where I think an Irish goodbye is a little bit more acceptable, and I don't really know why I believe that, but that's just how I feel about it.
Here's the thing, people do end up wanting more. I mean, it's just last year when the interns at the club came, like I went out with them the first night and we went to a club and I was like, why am I here? I was there for less than 15 minutes. I left. And the next day they're like, where'd you go? And I was like, I left. And they're like, oh my God, we need to hang out with you more. Like it,
I don't think that's how that story played out at all.
It wasn't those words, but it was that feeling.
I don't even think it was that sentiment.
You made that.
No,
up
I mean, we hung out at least once more that summer.
You went. You probably went to an event with those people, and then like, you know, they did work for you.
They needed a ride.
you're
as one does. Well, I mean, I get that. I get that better than most.
Yeah. All right. Number two for my list is throwing a theme. This is when you're the host of a party. Throwing a themed party, like a good themed party. So. I was famous for my George Washington party back in the day.
For my
one themed party that I threw. It's just got to be a theme that you can have fun with. Like we always talked about having raft night, and you know, and doing the whole lifeguard vibe and inflatables and rafts and everything. It's stuff like that. I also like the idea of doing rhyming themes like Speedos and burritos. You know, things like that. That's always so clever.
That
and fun.
Was a lot more fun at 20 than it would be at 30.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of sad.
Well, it's very
sad. That particular one. And if you did tuxedos and burritos, I'm in.
Yeah. Colonial hats off to your George Washington theme party. It was phenomenal. I kind of thought you were just going to say have a George Washington theme party. No, I agree. Through theme parties can be great. But it does have to be the right theme because like you don't want to put too much pressure on your guests to like have to do something extravagant. And like you can't expect everyone to do something. It's more fun when everyone does. But like your George Washington theme party was like, hey, I'm dressing like George Washington. I have shit all over my house. Do what you're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's gotta be funny. It's gotta be funny
it can't be taken too seriously.
Yeah, it can't be gimmicky to the point that it's like taking over. Like, just you know, if someone wants to play a normal drinking game, you shouldn't be cutting in and be like, no, we got to play this George Washington theme game. Like, it can't be like that level of, you know, strict rules about it. It's just got to be like a fun vibe.
What's our next theme party?
Didn't when we were having shindigs, a couple of them were themed, weren't they? Andrew would know this better than me. I think there were. I mean, we always talked about Raft Night, but I think we did a couple different theme nights.
I think so. I mean, I think we had kind of just like normal holiday themed ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. We talked a bigger game than we actually did when it came to themes.
Always do.
Story of our always lives. Do. Story of our always lives.
Do. Yeah. That's what we do best. All right. This episode is going on long enough. So let me jump into my number one here. And I think you guys are going to like this one. I've actually stolen this one from one of Louis C.K.'s comedy bits. And
hopefully it's not like masturbate in front of your guests.
Right, you would think. But no, it has to do with food. And it's doing that thing where you have to pretend to rediscover the food or the snacks every time you like pass by it. So people don't think that you're just consuming like constantly. Like, you know, like you walk by the chips. And you usually are like, hey, some chips, nice. And then you walk away, you come back, do it again around other people. And, you know, you do that with everything. You do that with like, every dessert, every snack.
I didn't know they had chips here.
Yeah, yeah. In his comedy bit, he's like, you do this. This means, like, you know, I could totally not eat it, but, like, they're here, so. But really, you are going to eat it.
I imagine this was Griffin in his kitchen where he's like, oh, chips. Oh, chips.
Guys, when I tell you that I was just silently standing there eating, just heavily breathing and staring off into space, that's what was happening.
This relates to consume. I mean, I've done this. I've definitely done this without thinking about it. I'm just like, oh, I didn't already have three of these, you know, pigs in a blanket. I just found these for the first time. You know, yeah, I get it. Okay. I like food.
Here's why I don't love this one. And I get what you're going for.
Is it the Louis C.K. part?
No, it's not. I got no beef with the guy.
I just tried to cite my sources. It wasn't because it was from his comedy bit. It's something I genuinely do.
Yeah, I got to get a bibliography going. My issue with this is that, bless you. Bless you a second time. Good? Cool. My issue with this largely is that it seems to imply a certain shame in the consuming. And I have no shame when it comes to my consumption. beer, liquor, food, particularly food, I'm going to house whatever's available and I'm not going to feel bad about it at all. And if I go home and I don't like the way I look in the mirror, that's for me to deal with. That's not for everyone else. I get what you're going for. And I like the idea behind it probably for some people, but it's not for me. It's not for me.
I almost said that, like, as I said, this pick is that you two are probably not the audience for it. As Griffin, you laid out perfectly just there. And as Thomas's number one pick showed, you two have no shame. You will be gluttonous at a party. Like
gluttonous, so slothful, prideful, filled with wrath, greedy. I mean, like, if there is a sin, I will probably exhibit all of them at a party.
I do agree, like, no shame in my game. There doesn't exist. But for me, it'd be less about shame and more about, like, I don't want to be known as a guy who, like, ate that entire plate. Not because I'm shameful, but because no one else got some.
Right.
So I'd be like, somebody already ate half of these. It wasn't me. Let me get some before they get them, you know?
Eat quicker.
Exactly. It's more about not being rude. If there was an endless supply of food and drink, then consume as fast as possible. Everyone at the party should just be consuming as fast as possible.
If there is an endless supply of food and drink, make sure it's at this party and not, like, helping the needy.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know,
that's my thought too.
Kirby.
But scarcity is a thing. So it's like, especially if it's like, you know, a small plate of cookies or something, there's only a couple. It's not like if
everyone provided value and showed up with pigs in a blanket, everyone would be happy.
Every single year at my grandmother's Christmas party, somebody, maybe her, maybe one of my cousins, brings one of those shrimp cocktail dishes, and my sister, my cousin, and I get there usually earlier than most people. Very few other people at the family Christmas party get to have any of the shrimp cocktail because we eliminate that stuff before anyone else gets there.
I was about to say, most of the people probably aren't even aware that there ever was a shrimp cocktail.
I don't think they
just see cocktail sauce. They're like, why is that out?
Yeah, the Jew shows up and he's like, oh, this isn't kosher. Let me eat it.
Yeah,
that's how we do it at my Christmas.
Fair enough. Because
consuming is important.
It is important. Actually, but it's important to show some semblance of restraint, just so that you continue to be invited to the parties. That's the only reason.
I will give you that part. That is the only part of that.
That's fair.
I will agree with.
Yes. All right. I'll give my recap. Number five is Power Hour. Number four is ask like a nerdy question as a conversation starter, or conversation mover. Number three is Irish Goodbye. Number two is to throw a fun themed party. And number one is to pretend to rediscover the food or snacks multiple times throughout the night as you walk by them.
I feel like on the list that we post on Instagram, we need to include like a GIF of you doing this. Just put out like a table of food and have like a time lapse of you walking past being like, oh, didn't see that there. We'll just have to include that.
Yeah, I'll work on
it. I think we can make that happen.
I'm sure we can make that happen. It's not that difficult. We do live in the future. Okay, yeah. You know, I'm going to say Andrew's going to win this one.
I strongly disagree.
I feel like you say that almost every time. And
yeah,
I win
all the time.
Yeah. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I'm confident.
I'm shooting for last. I am shooting for last on this one. I think I was away too long. I need a little bit more to get going than you guys.
I was gonna say, I feel like we're gonna tie because no one's gonna vote because the YouTube algorithm is gonna hate us for not posting in 3 months and no one will see it. But
just make a new channel.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Tell your friends to subscribe to us. Tell your friends to check out our previous episodes. Tell your friends to listen to or watch this one. It's good background noise. You know, sometimes we get heated about stuff. Sometimes there's a lot of bullying. Sometimes it's just us talking to hear our own voices. But if you are listening and you are a fan and you are enjoying this or any other episodes, like I said at the top of the show, make sure you click the follow button on whatever platform you're on. Or if you're watching on YouTube, click the subscribe button. Throw your own list down below if you're watching on YouTube. Comment it below. We'd love to see what else, you know, is out there as a potential party move. And make sure you click the like button as well. Sorry we were gone so long. You know, we've been working, we've been traveling, we've been doing stuff. It happens. We probably won't do it again because nobody invites us anywhere.
You know what? It's none of their business what we've been doing.
Yeah, none of your goddamn business what we've been doing.
Fuck off. Also, you don't own us.
Thomas couldn't even make it to the end of the episode without sitting down.
I stopped caring. No shame in this game.
This looks very weird now. So I'm going to sign us off, and we hope you'll stick around for the next episode. It's not going to be 2 months before the next one. As always, thanks for tuning in.